high school experiences that are memorable?
Ethel Rosenberger, married to Warren Wenger, was my very best friend, and we would always be together. And there was a time when they started to cook the noon meal at Blooming Glen High School, and my parents gave me the 10 or 15 cents that it would cost to eat, and I wanted to reduce and get thinner, and so I remembered, instead of buying the soup, that I saved the money, and I don't know if I took a sandwich along or what. I don't remember those details, but I do know that I didn't always make use of the money. Rather, I left it accumulate. And my friend Ethel, whenever she would bring sandwiches to school, she would always eat all the way around the sandwich and then keep the center for last. And I would say to her, "Oh, Ethel, I would never do that. Save that best for last, because that would make me want to have more of the same."
What did you do in your spare time? Did you have a hobby?
Well, I didn't have very much spare time because I always had to help my mother since I had no sisters. And my father was very protective of his wife, my mother, your great-grandmother. And I always had to peel potatoes before I went to school in the morning. And I would put them in water, you know, wash them, put them in water in the boiler that my mother would cook them and set them in the cellarway. Then all she had to do was open the cellarway door, get out the potatoes, and set them on the stove. So that was already part of the noon meal. And then my same girlfriend and her sister, who was older, they spent lots of time in the evening with their lessons. But I always had to help around. And my parents, even though they wanted me to study, especially my mother, I wasn't given as much time to do my homework as what these two friends were, and I always envied them that they didn't have to help their mother so much. But there again, I don't regret any of the hard work that I had to do as a young girl. I think my parents, both of them, did right.
Did you have any conflicts with your parents? Any big arguments?
No, not that I can think of. When I was older and making decisions, I guess it was after my father was remarried again. Probably one time when I came home from European Relief Service for the Mennonite Central Committee, I said to my father, in other words, I wanted him to challenge me, the decision that I had taken. So I said, "Well, Pop, why don't you say something?" He said, "Well, I know what you decide to do is good and right. But I just wanted, you know, somebody to say, well, now, is this really what you want to do?" And instead, they just always let me make my decisions.